The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Liberty and truth. This is Freedom 1570, KDIZ, Golden Valley, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Powered by JTR Roofing.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Commemorations are underway honoring the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg at the U.S. Capitol, the first woman in American history to lie in state at the Dome Building. The service is capping days of commemorations of her life. The justice died last week at age 87. President Trump has begun a busy day of campaigning with a visit to Doral, Florida, to speak at a Latinos for Trump roundtable. The president told those in attendance that as vice president, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden was no friend of Latinos.
He sold out the Hispanic American community, sending your jobs to China, making your communities less safe, attacking your religious values and trapping countless children in failing government schools. He doesn't like charter schools. He doesn't like choice. And choice is a very important thing for education.
The president, with a very busy day, also making stops in Atlanta, Washington, D.C., and Newport News, Virginia. Also at townhall.com, several Midwestern states are reporting new spikes in coronavirus cases and expressing concerns about hospital space.
There are new warnings about hospital capacity in Springfield, Missouri, with nearly 1,600 new COVID cases reported Wednesday, more than 100,000 infections since Missouri reopened in June. South Dakota has a new record high, 463 cases and 8 more deaths. Iowa schools sent hundreds of students home after coronavirus outbreaks. Montana, with a new record high, some 500 cases are linked to schools reopening. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam and his wife have both tested positive for the coronavirus. The governor's office said in a statement that Northam is showing no signs, no symptoms, while those of Pam Northam are mild. The couple will isolate for 10 days. The Dow ahead 23 points, the NASDAQ up 89. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm United States Surgeon General Jerome Adams, America's doctor. And all across our nation, we've taken steps together to slow the spread of coronavirus. Now we must continue to take personal responsibility to protect ourselves and our loved ones. Because even though not all of us risk a severe case of coronavirus, we all risk getting it and spreading it to others, maybe without even realizing that we're sick. So if we want to get back to school, back to work, back to worship, and back to overall health, there are things our country needs to do. We need to follow state and local guidelines, take extra precautions if at higher risk, wash our hands frequently, stay 6 feet from others when we can, and when we can't stay 6 feet from others, please, I'm begging you, wear a face covering. These small actions will make a big difference. So I'm asking you to say it with me, America. Coronavirus stops with me. You can learn more at coronavirus.gov.
Produced by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services at taxpayer expense.
Like It Matters Radio with Scott V. Black. Coming up next here on a Friday morning on Freedom 1570, we are ringing liberty and truth. I'm in the KingdomBuilders.com Weather Center. Let's update that forecast. Another nice day out there, mostly sunny. We'll top out in the low 80s, and then we start our cool off. Only the mid-70s for the weekend, and by mid-next week, we are in the mid-50s. We'll keep you updated as to the forecast. Glad you're joining us here on Freedom 1570. Join us Tuesday night. We've got coverage of the debates. It's presented by Alpha News, 8 to 9:30, right here Tuesday on Freedom 1570.
Hey there, Twin Cities. This is Amanda
and Rob
from Eye on the Target Radio. Join us every Sunday evening from 4 to 6 for
your home for everything Second Amendment on Eye on the Target Radio.
Yeah, I can trust you to at least know the name of our show.
Yeah, some of that is a little bit tricky.
We are here on Freedom 1570. Tune in.
Live every Sunday evening from 4 to 6 on Freedom 1570. Ringing liberty and truth.
Hi, Mike Hilborn here of Roof to Deck Decoration. If there was ever a year to decorate your home with Christmas lights, this would be it. I will personally meet with you to come up with a beautiful design for your home or business. We provide all of the Christmas lights, wreaths, garland, and extension cords. My employees, not subcontractors, will install the Christmas lights and greenery on your home. If a bulb burns out, we will fix it within 12 hours. We'll even take the lights down after the holidays and store them at our warehouse. Visit us at rooftodeckdecoration.com.
Paul Bunyan Plumbing and Drains. Legendary service, install and repair. We'll fix anything with legendary care.
Whoever said an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure might have been dealing with a clogged drain line. Call Paul Bunyan Plumbing and Drains now for a complete line checkup. Paul Bunyan will use their camera to see exactly what's going on. They'll clean the main line for $175 or a secondary line for just $125 with no trip charge. Certain restrictions apply. For details, visit heypaul.com.
The following program was pre-recorded and the views expressed do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
Your life changes for the better when you live each day like it matters. Positive focus, healthier relationships, and breaking free from trauma that's held you back. The time is now for Like It Matters Radio with your host, Mr. Scott V. Black.
It's a great day to be alive.
Welcome to Like It Matters Radio. Radio, like it matters, inspiration, education, and application. I am your blessed radio host, your radio life caddy, and you can call me Mr. Black. And today on Like It Matters Radio, we're starting off a brand new week with a brand new focus. You know, all last week we did a great series called State of the Union. And if you miss any of that, I highly recommend you go to likeitmattersradio.com and listen to there are four shows in that series. And this week, I thought we'd get a little more personal. This week, I thought we would get down to the brass tacks, get down to the meat and taters, if you will. And we're going to address some of the issues affecting the American people. And it's not COVID-19. I believe that COVID-19 will be behind us shortly. I believe that there's a real bug called coronavirus. I believe that if you have comorbidities, in other words, if you're severely obese, of high blood pressure, diabetes, other ailments, if your immune system is compromised, then this bug can kill you. If you're over 60 years old, this bug can kill you. And so you need to be careful. But I also believe that we have done a lot more damage, harm, than good by the approach that we've been forced to take. And so we're not going to be talking about COVID this week. It'll play itself out. But we are going to be talking about a couple different issues. And today we're blessed because after this first segment, we'll have an author joining us. It's the gentleman I met on LinkedIn. I actually don't know this gentleman. We've become friends on LinkedIn. I do know he's a Christian, so he's a brother of mine. I do know he's a conservative, so he's a friend of mine. So I do know those two things. But he wrote a book. And we're going to be talking about his book that was just released last week. It's called The Real Enemy of the African Americans. His name is Dr. Joseph Oyelayi, and he is from Nigeria. He's an American. Today we're going to talk to him about the book he wrote. But I want to address this whole Black Lives Matter thing because, first of all, I want you to know I believe Black Lives Matter. I'm not sure how long I got to pause after saying that before I say anything else. I don't want to negate that. Black Lives Matter. Pause. Okay, I just want to make sure you know Black Lives Matter. So with all that being said, I want you to understand that I believe that what is going on in America with this movement called Black Lives Matter is not right. I think it's non-biblical. I think it's anti-Christian, anti-God. It is creating a race war, and I believe it's solely for votes. I believe it's solely to destroy Donald Trump. Right now, black people vote about 95% Democrat. And so I believe that there are forces out there that are working to get black people so angry, so afraid, that their goal is to get them to vote 100% Democrat instead of 95% Democrat. You got the NBA, which is 80% black, African-American, basically owned by the Chinese now. It should be called the Chinese National Basketball Association. You got the NFL, that's 70% African-American. And so you've got these two major leagues that are, you know, they're dealing with social justice, you know, and they're gonna get black people to vote, because that's the answer. If black people just vote more Democratic, they vote 95% Democrat right now. So if we can just get black people to vote 100% Democratic, then all of our problems will be solved. The only problem with that is the cities. The inner cities, the cities with all the problems, or I would say most of the cities with all the problems, are cities run by Democrats. That the majority of the votes are for Democrats. That the majority of people on the city council and the planning commission are Democrats. The cities with all this police abuse, supposedly, all run by Democrats. The chief of police are Democrats. The mayors are Democrats. Whether you're talking about Atlanta, D.C., Portland, Seattle, you name it. Some of these cities have not had, like D.C. has never had a Republican mayor. Never had a Republican mayor. And so, you know, we're going to address this like adults. We're going to talk about it. Remember, the three outcomes from this radio show is inspiration, education, application. And by education, I do not mean the learning of mere facts. But I mean the processing of the mind to think. You know, the Bible tells us to have a reason for the hope that we have, to be ready to share with people. You've got to be able to back up what you believe with data, with real things, not just with feelings. And right now, this whole Black Lives Matter movement is all about hatred. It's about resentment. It's about reparations, restitution. It's evil. It's all about votes. I mean, all these hundreds of millions of dollars being given to Black Lives Matter. I heard a black preacher say, no black people are getting this money. There's no inner cities getting this money. Where's all these $500 million given to Black Lives Matter? It sure ain't going into black people's pockets. It's going into Democratic coffers. Look up Act Blue. They take this money, legalize extortion, and use it to get Democrats elected like Joe Biden. If you go to Antifa.com, type it in. It'll take you to Biden-Harris election campaign. So it's all about money. But today we're going to expose it. We're going to talk to someone who came from Africa, who came to America, who has raised four black children to be upstanding citizens, professionals, who basically says as a Christian, as a black American, that here's what's going on. And I thought it'd be a great conversation. But today, one of my favorite poets is Maya Angelou. I don't agree with everything she's written. Some of the stuff she's written I don't care for. But she's well-known. She's highly respected. She was sought after all her years on this planet. America loves black people. America loves Maya Angelou. And my favorite poems, one of my favorite poems of all time, is called Still I Rise. She says, "You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may tread me in the very dirt, but still like dust, I will rise. Does my sassiness upset you? Why are you beset with gloom? 'Cause I walk like I've got oil wells pumping in my living room. Just like moons and like suns with the certainty of tides, just like hope springing high, still I'll rise. Did you want to see me broken? Bowed head and lowered eyes, shoulders falling down like teardrops, weakened by my soulful cries. Does my haughtiness offend you? Don't you take it awful hard, 'cause I laugh like I've got gold mine digging in my own backyard. You may shoot me with your words, you may cut me with your eyes, you may kill me with your hatefulness, but still like air, I will rise. Does my sexiness upset you? Does it come as a surprise that I dance like I've got diamonds at the meeting of my thighs? Out of the huts of history's shame, I rise. Up from a past that's rooted in pain, I rise. I'm a black ocean leaping and wide, welling and swelling I bear in the tide, leaving behind nights of terror and fear. I rise into a daybreak that's wondrously clear. I rise. Bring in the gifts that my ancestors gave. I am the dream and the hope of the slave. I rise. I rise. I rise." And ladies and gentlemen, that's what I was taught as a kid. I was raised poor white trash. We were the only white people in the projects. we were so poor, we would have been on Maury Povich and not realized that we were on Maury Povich. So I learned a long time ago, and the good book says it. A righteous man will stumble seven times but get back up, but the wicked will stumble into ruin. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, we can't control what other people think about us. We can't control the cards that life deals with us or deals to us. But you know what we can control? How we play those cards. We can't control what happens to us. But we are in absolute control of what happens within us. And today on Like It Matters Radio, after the break, we're going to be joined by a friend, an author of his brand new book. You're going to want to stay around for it. Joseph Oyele. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Between the stimulus and the response, there is a space, and in that space is your power, your freedom, Dr. Viktor Frankl. In this unprecedented time of pandemics and confusion, our daily choices matter more, and they are more consequential. Times of challenge and opportunities require another set of eyes, a deeper understanding, a bigger picture, so we can live a life of purpose and passion like it matters. Mr. Black is excited to announce the release of his newest book, Way of the Warrior, a daily devotional, bringing hope and encouragement to be all that you were created to be. Each day, Mr. Black shares with you guidance from above that is educational, inspirational, and applicational. Access Mr. Black each day as he continues to help you raise your bar and become all you were created to be. Way of the Warrior Daily Devotional is now available in ebook and hardcover at likeitmatters.net. Regain and retain your power and your freedom. Order Way of the Warrior Daily Devotional and let God be your guide and Mr. Black your life caddy. Order today at likeitmatters.net.
Limitless access to liberty and truth. Listen to Freedom 1570 with our free app, your smart speaker, at freedom1570.com or with iHeart, TuneIn, and radio.com. We live in the Twin Cities and defend liberty nationwide.
Think you can't afford life insurance? Think again. You might be surprised at how affordable it can be. 80% of Americans overestimate the cost of life insurance. Maybe it's time to swap a few small expenses for some big peace of mind. Life insurance can protect what matters most, and it's the right thing to do. Let's talk today.
For details, contact Pamela McCarthy, agent at the Pam McCarthy Agency, Inc. Call 651-460-3333.
American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Take Freedom 1570 with you wherever you go by downloading our app. Listen to your favorite shows, see our social media posts, enter exclusive contests, and more, all from the app. Just search for Freedom 1570 in the App Store.
This is Scott Black of Like It Matters. As many of you know, I have been helping people to be the best they were created to be. COVID-19 has accelerated changes that I have been considering for some time now. Many more people need to receive the benefits of Leadership Awakening. Mental health in our communities is a real issue. We recently received our 501c3 nonprofit status with the emphasis of creating and delivering, taking back your power and your freedom to the least among us struggling with mental health issues. Please help us help others. You can save a marriage, save a business, or a life by supporting Like It Matters with your tax-deductible gifts. All gifts are needed, large, small, and everything in between. Please consider becoming a monthly partner at likeitmatters.net. Give today at likeitmatters.net. And by the way, Like It Matters Leadership Awakening classes will continue. Check out the schedule at likeitmatters.net as we build our training for those suffering from the challenges of poor mental health. God bless you. Welcome back to Like It Matters Radio. Radio, Like It Matters, inspiration, education, and application. I am your blessed radio host, your radio life caddy, and you can call me Mr. Black. And today we are blessed because, I have the opportunity to connect with a lot of people. You know, I've been doing intensive leadership training for 30 years. If you want to read about that, you can go to likeitmatters.net, likeitmatters.net. And so I get to walk intimately with tens of thousands of people over the last 30 years. I don't do a lot of social media. I've always been a believer that if you want to be a part of my life, be a part of my life. But about 2 months ago, I felt calling to get involved on LinkedIn. Now, LinkedIn is not as bad as Facebook and Twitter and all those. They're all controlled by the progressive left. They are thought police. They kick people off all the time. They block certain conservative messages. It's irritating. But I was told about 2 months ago that it's time for me to get involved. So about 2 months ago, I started getting more actively involved in LinkedIn. I got about 3,000 people who I'm connected with. And so I started doing that posting. And for those that know me know I have no shortage of opinions. So I started sharing my opinion. And I've connected with a lot of neat people. And our next guest is one of those people. I don't know a lot about him, only known him from LinkedIn. But, man, from what I know about him, the time I've spent reading his stuff and sharing his stuff, have an utmost respect for this man. I was reading on LinkedIn about a week ago, and he said he came out with his brand new book. And I thought it'd be a great opportunity to have him on the radio with me. So his name is Dr. Joseph Oyelayi. For 36 years now, wow, talk about a commitment there, with four professionally successful children. He's a holder of multiple college degrees in economics, theater arts, theology, healthcare, administration, management, and leadership. He was a television broadcaster between 1975 and 1985. He's also a preacher, a missionary, church planner, pastor from 1986 to 2016, so 30 years there. Healthcare manager between 2010 and 2017, and healthcare management consultant up until this current date as we're speaking right now. And he is the author of his first book, I believe. It's called The Real Enemy of the African Americans, subtitled The Systematical and Deliberate Enslavement of the African American Soul Through Dependency Programs and Policies. So let's welcome to Like It Matters Radio, Dr. Joseph Oyelayi. Doctor, welcome to Like It Matters Radio.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you, my friend. I so much appreciate you for inviting me to your program.
Well, it's an honor. It really is an honor. And first of all, this segment, I just kind of wanted to let our listeners kind of get to know you. So when did you move to the United States?
I moved to the United States in 2001, almost 20 years now. Before then, I've been coming and going both as a professional and as a missionary to the U.S. before then.
Okay, and what country did you immigrate from?
Nigeria.
Okay, so you are officially an African American, correct?
Well, if I'm allowed to use that title,
yes.
In our community, we usually say Nigerian American.
yes. And again, I want to pay you respect.
Yes, I would love to be called an African American, but I've met some people challenging me. No, you are not African American.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Probably some 19-year-old black kid who's lived here 19 years, who's had no struggles at all, but want to tell you what you should be called and what you shouldn't be called.
that's the world we live in today.
Amen, amen. So you came 2001. Now, are you officially an American citizen now?
Oh, yes. Awesome. Everyone in my family is an American now.
Awesome, awesome. Now, in Nigeria, were you a doctor in Nigeria? Is that what you did?
Oh, no. Like I said in my introduction to you, I was a broadcaster for 10 years.
Okay.
And then I was called into the ministry in 1986 after I got the call and went to theological school. I became a preacher, and then on and like that, mission planter, church planter, and it is because of this that the Baptist convention that I was working with said, you are good at church planting and missionary work. Why don't you come to the U.S.? And that's how I got here. Yeah.
So God brought you. God brought you to America.
Amen, sir. Amen, sir.
Amen.
I love it.
What do you love about America the most?
Oh, America has been a blessing to me personally. I love so many things about America. I love the freedom of expression. I love the opportunities that are abounding in America. And I love another thing that though the liberal progressives are trying to destroy now, and that is that nobody is above the law. If you see what is happening now, it's so sad that some people are given some kind of escape route to escape from facing the law. This shouldn't be. When I was back in Nigeria, this is one of the things that I loved about America. Because back in Nigeria or anywhere in Africa or anywhere in third world countries, you find that leaders are not made to be accountable for their crimes. But here it was not so. I have read and knew about many senators, even a president, President Richard Nixon, made to answer for his crime. But it is not the case anymore in America, and we shouldn't allow this to happen.
Yeah, when I see all the stuff that was going on with the Russian hoax and see the crimes that were committed, you had our own government spying on our own government. You had basically, for the first time ever, a non-peaceful transition of power. I mean, Obama did not turn over the realms, the reins easily. I mean, he was being spied on. I mean, when you think about that, and it doesn't seem like anybody really cares, and someone like you and someone like me, it really matters. It does.
It matters because where there is no law, there's going to be lawlessness, and it is happening now. Look at what is happening in all these cities where riot is taking place. They arrest them, and the next moment they leave them, and then they return back to rioting and looting. That's not right. And unfortunately, other nations are looking up to America, and they are watching what is happening now. Actually, lovers of America are bleeding blood for what is happening right now. Because I hear from Nigeria all the time, and they say, "What's going on?"
Wow, and it's sad. I don't have
personally. I love this country, brother. I love this country. Amen. It has been a blessing to me.
Well, and the reason why, and this is something that used to happen, you've assimilated. You know, I love words. I'm an etymologist, doctor, and so I love words and assimilate. You know, we talk about bringing, I believe the best Americans, and you and I talked about this yesterday, are people who come from another country, who come to this country legally and assimilate. And the word assimilate, because a lot of people use words they don't know what they mean, but here's the definition of assimilate. It says take in information, ideas, or culture and understand them fully. And then the second definition is cause something to resemble. So you came here and you loved America and you wanted to be an American. You assimilated. And yet we get so many people that come to this country, like Ilhan Omar in Minneapolis, where she uses the system. She comes here and then she wants to destroy the system that she used to become successful. Makes no sense.
Yeah. And the same thing with first generation Americans. These are people that their parents gave birth to here in America. People like AOC, Cortez, or whatever her name is, the one from New York. I understand that her parents are from some kind of Latin American country where there is problem, where there is problem going on now. But she comes here, and she has forgotten, probably the parents didn't tell her that this is why we ran away from Cuba or wherever they came from. And this is why we have to love this country and do not turn America into a socialist state. But unfortunately, the Democrats, the liberal progressives, they are so much interested in power that the love of America is nothing to them anymore.
No, nothing
it's
at all.
Unfortunate. Yeah.
It is. Now, you have four children. And now, when you came here, were they all born here, or did you already have kids when you moved here?
Oh, no. I had all my four kids back in Nigeria. Actually, when we moved here, the youngest was 8 years old. And believe you me, we were talking about what I love about America. This is it, education. Education is a blessing to this country. I'm not talking about the blockades put on the ways of poor people not being able to have choice for their children to go to where they want to go, where the best believe best is best for them. But when I came, the oldest and the next to the oldest, they were about 1 year separate in age. I had already graduated from high school and were preparing for them to go to college by the time that we moved here. So when we moved here, immediately they got admission to college. The oldest one, she's a dentist today. And the one that...
Doctor, we're going to go to hard break. Doctor, let's pick up this conversation after the break. We're going to hard break. I want to hear about your children. Today we are... Oya Leahy. He's written a brand new book, and he'll be back in 3 minutes. Like It Matters Radio.
Here's what business owner Ken Johnson had to say about the impact Like It Matters Leadership Awakening had on his employees.
Since then, they have been on fire. They have been committed as a team, absolutely changed. They are energized in a way that is off the charts. Different and better than we ever had before. First of all, best investment I ever made. Secondly, we decided to reduce our investment in some other areas so we can reinvest that money in more people for this experience. Every single person has been thrilled with the results, and myself included.
48 hours. Give Mr. Black and Leadership Awakening just 48 hours, and it will change the course of your life. Go to likeitmatters.net and click on Schedule for Leadership Awakening near you. That's likeitmatters.net. Just click on Schedule. Leadership Awakening, where 48 hours will change your life.
You've heard all the lies about President Trump, but the truth is he's the most effective conservative president America has had in decades, and every lie they spread about him is targeting you. This is Kurt Schlichter, and my new book is called The 21 Biggest Lies About Donald Trump and You. My book debunks the lies and reminds us why we need Trump and his will to fight and win against the left. It's the most important book of the year, The 21 Biggest Lies About Donald Trump and You by me, Kurt Schlichter. Get it at Amazon or wherever books are sold.
At TwinCitiesTuitions.com, we recognize that this school year was a little different for you, with families learning how to work and learn from home together. We also recognize that this won't last forever. As you look ahead to the fall and a new chapter in your child's education, TwinCitiesTuitions.com will proudly be here to help, with 50% off your student's first year at a brand new school. To see a full list of our partnering schools or for more information, visit TwinCitiesTuitions.com.
This is Scott Black of Like It Matters. As many of you know, I have been helping people to be the best they were created to be. COVID-19 has accelerated changes that I have been considering for some time now. Many more people need to receive the benefits of Leadership Awakening. Mental health in our communities is a real issue. We recently received our 501c3 nonprofit status with the emphasis of creating and delivering, taking back your power and your freedom to the least among us struggling with mental health issues. Please help us help others. You can save a marriage, save a business, or a life by supporting Like It Matters with your tax-deductible gifts. All gifts are needed, large, small, and everything in between. Please consider becoming a monthly partner at likeitmatters.net. Give today at likeitmatters.net. And by the way, Like It Matters Leadership Awakening classes will continue. Check out the schedule at likeitmatters.net as we build our training for those suffering from the challenges of poor mental health. God bless you. Welcome back to Like It Matters Radio. Radio, Like It Matters, inspiration, education, and application. I am your blessed radio host, your radio life caddy, and you can call me Mr. Black. And today we are so blessed. We have a friend of mine, a brother of mine, on the radio. His name is Dr. Joseph Oyelayi. He has written a brand new book called The Real Enemy of the African Americans. And the subtitle is The Systematical and Deliberate Enslavement of the African American Soul Through Dependency Programs and Policies. So let's welcome Dr. Oyelayi back to Like It Matters Radio. Again, thank you, sir, for joining us today.
Thank you very much, my brother.
Hey, now, you were talking before the break about when you moved here, you had four children. Your youngest was eight. But you said after you got here, the two oldest, when they started getting ready for college, and I cut you off because we're going to break. Why don't you finish your thought?
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much. So they go to college, graduated in 2008, and the senior one, the older one, moved on to medical school. She's now a dentist surgeon today. The younger one went into personal training. She lives in Denver, having her own personal training facility there. So, and the reason why I'm saying this about loving America for education is because if they had been in Nigeria, possibly they might have spent, when the older one spent only 4 years in college, they will have spent almost 10 years. Why? Because for their first degree, because of issues about lecturers, professors going on strike, government not paying their salaries, and so on. But here in America, you go to college, and 4 years, if you are doing a four-year program, you are out. You are not wasting your life waiting on professors or government to do the right thing. So my last one, the only boy among them, which is the third child, he works with one of the airlines. He's a computer guru, does a lot of things with computer, and he's doing fine. And the youngest one, and I'm proud to say this about America, you know, in 2018 she turned 24 on June 12th. A month before then, that was May 13th, she graduated as a lawyer from Mississippi University. And that makes me proud. That makes me to say that America has been a blessing unto me, brother.
Oh, wow. You got four kids, all professional, all doing well. You come here, I mean, you have nothing but a smile when you talk about your home of America. And so let's pivot over to your book, The Real Enemy of the African Americans. I think it's a great title because today we have this belief that we're being told that the enemy of African Americans are white people. It's like me, I'm a melanin challenge. So I'm a pale face, if our Native American friends would call me. So you know, systemic racism, and you know, I turned 55 this year, doctor, and I grew up in the time of affirmative action. I get it. I understand affirmative action. I understand the wrongs of American society with slaves. I understand all that. And it makes me feel bad. I can't even watch things about slavery. I just can't believe another human being can treat another human being that way. But to me, the only systemic racism I see are cities. These Democrat-run cities that they don't allow for school choice. They have these terrible schools that the unions run. And people that have money, they move out of these cities. But poor people, a lot of them black or Latino, they can't move out. They have no money. They have no father at home. They have a single mother running their home. She's working two or three jobs. You got men coming in and out. To me, the only systemic racism I see is in these Democrat-run cities. That's the enemy, not white people, not America. Not white. I mean, you're black. Your kids are black, I take it, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. They have prospered well in America. You've prospered well in America, correct?
Amen. Amen. That is absolutely correct. You see, one of the things that I noticed when I got here, and I called it my own cultural shock, when I got to America and started to live 19 years ago, you know, I told you I was always going and coming. But this time when I stayed, I was able to see a lot of things wrong. The first thing I realized is that whenever I go to the gas station to buy gas and I want some candy or things or soda to pick up in the store there, I saw Arabs manning many of these locations. And then if I travel, I go someplace and I need to stay overnight, and I have to go to a motel to stay. You see, I find Asians, especially of Indian stock,
yeah, Indian, yep, facility. Absolutely, yeah.
But yeah. I couldn't find anywhere my people are manning anything. And I started asking questions. What's going on? And I made the mistake of asking my fellow blacks, and they often refer to the issue of slavery and discrimination and racial discrimination as an excuse for not making it.
Yep.
But I was not satisfied. Then I started asking some Christians, the white, what is going on? And I was sat down by a very educated and wise Christian man one day and told me, Brother Joseph, you know the problem of the African Americans? It is the problem created by President Lyndon Johnson in 1965. When he promoted the welfare entitlement program. That is when African Americans lost it. That is why when they relied entirely on government to bail them out. He said, I wouldn't say this to anyone except that I know you are a Christian and you care about those people. Actually, I was working amongst African Americans then. Mm-hmm. And then I started doing my own research. I started asking questions from people I know I can rely on amongst African Americans. And I realized that the problem is not racism. The problem is not slavery. You mentioned slavery the other time. If you read my book, you are going to see, brother, that I hate slavery. Actually, slavery, as far as African Americans are concerned, started in Africa.
Yep.
We in Africa sold out our own people.
Yep.
You know how it started? It started with selling off criminals, the diehard people among our people. And when these ones were gone, the Europeans encouraged our people to fight amongst themselves, to capture from one tribe to the other and sell them to the Europeans. It is horrible. And if there is anybody to be blamed, you wish you also include Africans today. I'm not talking of African Americans. But it is past, my brother. In my book, I mentioned something. If the Jews sat back on the problems they faced between 1939 and 1944, Second World War, they wouldn't be where they are today. We should forget about the slavery problems. We should even forget about the Jim Crow era, the segregation era, but decide to move forward. And that is what many, many millions of African Americans, my people, are not ready to do today. And it is unfortunate. Yes.
That is so powerful, Doctor, because, you know, of all the people in the world, and again, yes, slavery is a poor issue, but honestly, the Jews have been attempted to be exterminated so many times. You can go to Herod, you can go to Haman, you can go to Hitler. It's weird, all the H's there, but you can do a lot of H's there. But the Jews, wherever they go, they always prosper. They're God's people. The Bible's pretty clear. They're God's people. You and I are I don't think you're Jewish. I'm not Jewish. So we are Gentiles. We've been engrafted. Yeah, so we were engrafted. We were engrafted. The Bible says that God is making his Jews jealous. And so now he's reached out to the Gentiles, you and I. And so now we are children of God. We have been engrafted. Mm-hmm. We've been adopted. But God has not forgotten about his children. But you're right. The Jews are the most persecuted people in the entire history of the world. The Bible's filled with persecution.
And they should have been mourning even to today.
But yeah, look at them. And look at the Yep, absolutely incredible. Let me ask you, and after the break, we'll go into a lot more depth. How are your kids? What do your kids think about this whole Black Lives Matter movement? Where are they at?
You want to know? They are nowhere near Black Lives Matter. They see it as nonsense. Yeah. They wouldn't even talk about it.
That's so cool. Because, you know, I've noticed, like, I'm living in Texas, even though our radio show's in Minneapolis, that's my second home. But one thing I've noticed, wherever there's large universities, like in Minneapolis, those cities become liberal because all these professors are teaching liberal socialism, Marxism. They're teaching victimhood, you know, white privilege. They're teaching toxic masculinity, critical race theory. They're teaching all this garbage. And we're getting ready to go to a hard break. So after the break, I want to go a little bit more into the book and what you've uncovered in the book. I want you to know something. You give my heart hope, because as I look around and see all the hatred, all the bitterness, and all the hundreds of millions of dollars go into Black Lives Matter and funneling, basically funding Democratic candidates, to hear someone educated, to hear someone Black, to hear a brother Christian, a fellow Christian of mine, talk the way you do, brother, I'm telling you, you give me hope. So I am Mr. Black. You are under construction on the Like It Matters Radio Network. We'll be back with our special guest in 3 minutes.
We are all in the construction business, constructing memories, relationships, new ideas, and a legacy that will outlive us. Life is best imagined as a construction project.
Hey, can we get that backhoe over here?
At Like It Matters, we craft tools and teach you how to use them. Mr. Black has a bevy of tools to help you build your life into your dream. One of those tools is individual life counseling. The best analogy is a life caddy, because sometimes you just need another set of eyes. A second tool, books by Mr. Black, always opening up your mind. Third, workshops, where we teach people how they work and how to function at a higher level. And don't forget the daily radio show, Like It Matters, at 11 a.m. on Freedom 1570.
Nice job. That's it for today. Wrap it up.
Contact Mr. Black at mr.black@likeitmatters.net. Building a better you today. Likeitmatters.net. Helping people live their lives like they matter. That's mr.black@likeitmatters.net. Discover the tools to build your relationships, your vision, and your life.
Whoa, look at all these options.
You could fill an entire warehouse with all the different ways you can stream Freedom 1570. Top shelf choices include freedom1570.com, our free app, and radio.com. Did you know that the Freedom 1570 mobile app can do more than just stream your favorite shows? Here's cool feature number one. You can set an alarm on the app that will automatically start streaming Freedom 1570 at whatever time you decide. It's easy. Just open the menu in the upper left-hand corner, select alarm, and choose a time. You can set it to wake up with Matt Ray or any of your favorite hosts. Download the free Freedom 1570 app today.
Salem Surround partners with your business to deliver custom digital marketing solutions. Surround your target audience wherever they engage, search, surf, socialize, or review to keep your business top of mind. Learn more at minneapolis.salemsurround.com.
When I attended the Leadership Awakening workshop, I didn't know what to expect, but I was open. The tools taught at Leadership Awakening helped me discover things about myself that were holding me back from being all God created me to be. Providential? That word coins these life-changing classes, because I now realize there are works God has already created for me to walk in, and these workshops helped me to see this more clearly. I received practical insights that I am already applying to be a more focused businesswoman, influential mom to my two teenagers, an 8.5-year-old son, and patient and passionate wife. I got rid of a lot of clutter in my head. BS, they call it, belief systems that were not serving me. If you want to know what it means to empower others instead of trying to control them, if you want to build a productive team in 2 days, if you want to press the reset button in your life and give yourself a fresh new beginning, then do yourself and your family a favor and attend the next Leadership Awakening. It's time the giant in you comes alive.
Leadership Awakening is coming to a location near you. Details at likeitmatters.net. That's likeitmatters.net.
Welcome back to Like It Matters Radio. Matters inspiration, education, and application. I am Mr. Black, and if you miss any of this radio show, you want to make sure you go to likeitmattersradio.com. Usually about a half hour after the show is over, usually they get it posted up, because great interview with my friend, Dr. Joseph Oyelayi, and his brand new book, The Real Enemy of the African Americans. Again, thank you so much, Doctor, for joining us.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity, brother.
Hey, you're welcome. Can you tell our listeners, how can they get a copy of this book? What's the best way to get a copy of this book?
The best way to get a copy of the book is to go to Amazon. And if you buy it on Amazon, you have it mailed to you freely. If you want to buy it from the publisher, it is my publisher is Novum Publishers. But
Novum?
You can go to their Novum. But you can go to their website. It's Novum, N-O-V-U-M, publishing.com. You can get it there also.
And please support great book, great man. Again, this is my first in-depth conversation with you, Doctor. And I got to tell you, I love you as a brother. And someday that we can share some space together, give each other a hug. Because you inspire me. You give me hope. And I could talk to you all day. But I want to go to your books on our last segment. You know, I was reading through scanning. On page 44, there's to bring to light. It says, in fact, African-Americans think they can succeed socially and economically as long as they continue to be what happened to the forebears of slaves. Do you think that's the problem, that we have too many people of color are focusing backwards 200, 400 years ago? Do you think that's the biggest problem right now?
Yes, sir. It is one of the biggest problems. And the reason why I said this is because, like I referred to the Jews the other time, you can read from the Bible all their experiences. But even in last century, less than 70, 80 years ago, these people were almost exterminated. But today, they have bounced back. Look at their nation, Israel, one of the most technologically advanced nations on the world. And why is this? It is simply because they are not falling back on the past. They are not using the past as excuse for not moving ahead. And unlike we blacks, we want to continue to moan and groan about the past and using it as excuse not to do anything for ourselves. It's unfortunate. Yeah.
And then you have people like Louis Farrakhan, Nation of Islam, who hate Jews. Here's a black man, a god, who just spits hatred and vitriol at Jews. And then there's a lot of black people that take their anger and buy into Louis Farrakhan's anger. And I hate that when I see that.
Yes, you know what? It is not only Louis Farrakhan. That one is an idiot, I'm sorry to say. But that is what he is. But you know, there are others as well. In my book, I mentioned the fault of three groups of people. This includes the civil leaders. The civil leaders, they are the ones that are actually making African Americans to remain the same. They are in cahoots with the Democratic Party. Immediately after the assassination of Dr. Luther King Jr., you know what these people did? They sold out the rest of African Americans. They sold out the black people to the Democratic Party for their own gain. Where have you seen any of these Democratic leaders going out and saying, fighting for the ordinary people? None. The last year, people were blaming the President Trump, for saying that Baltimore is a hell. Elijah Cummings died. Did you ever see him say anything about Baltimore? And then our preachers, African American preachers, thank God for many of the conservative ones today. The African-American preachers who are liberals are not helping the situation. They are bad. They are only interested in themselves and the people that they are dining with at the top. And finally, because of time, my brother, the elite African-Americans.
Amen.
They are one of the worst people. They are not encouraging the ordinary people to get out of the rut. It's like they like it.
Yep. Like LeBron James, Oprah Winfrey. These are two people that could have such a huge impact. I mean, Oprah's a billionaire. LeBron James has played a game all his life since he's been 17 years old. LeBron James is loved by America. He has the ultimate privilege. He can go anywhere. He has all the money in the world. His kids have no problems. And yet for him to say that he wakes up every day afraid for his life, that is such a lie. He doesn't wake up in his mansion afraid for his life. He doesn't jump into his Lamborghini afraid for his life. He doesn't go to the L.A. Coliseum or wherever he goes afraid for. That's a lie. And yet he's saying that and working black people up.
It's a lie. And you know what? In 2007, brother, I can use my own experience to prove that these people are useless, as you just said, as far as the progress of the African Americans are concerned. I started a retail store, a store, and I was selling clothes and shoes there. That was the name of the store then. And then, you know what? Black people wouldn't patronize my store. They would rather go to some other stores, and white people were mainly the ones patronizing my stores. And I asked why, and one of my friends who is black said, "Pastor, they envy you. How can you come to this country less than 10 years and making it?" And I said, "That is what I'm trying to prove to you, that you can make it." I eventually sold off that stuff so that I could be able to face other things. And these leaders, the elite among our people, are not doing anything to uplift the ordinary people. They are so much concerned about politics and the name that they are making for themselves at the expense of the ordinary people. So those are the two categories of people who are really enemies of African Americans.
Yep. And they make their money off African Americans. It's race baiting.
The political civil leaders.
Yep. One last question, because as a Christian, as a Christian, it bothers me. We're called to forgive. God tells us forgive, and we have the spirit. There's a great book by John Bevere called The Bait of Satan, and it talks about the spirit of offense. And America's living. How, as a Christian, can we support Black Lives Matter when we're called to forgive? We're called to not keep a record of wrong, not keep a pound of flesh. Love doesn't keep a record of wrong. And as a Christian, how do we hold on to something that happened 40, 50, 70, 100, 400 years ago? How does that honor God? So how can you be a Christian, a real blood-bought saint, and believe in Black Lives Matter? Explain that to me, Pastor.
It will be, as Black Lives Matter is set up today, it is going to be almost impossible to support that movement. Well, as Christians, I know that even amongst African Americans, the majority claim to be Christians, but it is not showing. If it is showing, then we have to forgive. If we do not forgive, you know what? We are even injuring ourselves. He says, if you do not forgive, your Heavenly Father is not going to forgive you either.
Yep.
But let me go back to BLM, Black Lives Matter. Where is Black Lives Matter in Chicago? Amen. Where even this weekend, an 8-year-old girl was killed? Where is Black Lives Matter? Where is Black Lives Matter? Lives Matter in New York, in Seattle, where that young boy, 17 years of age, was killed. I have not heard anything about Black Lives Matter doing anything about all those issues.
Amen.
If for the opportunity you have given to me, my advice to my people is this. Wake up, open your eyes, and see that you are being taken for granted. You are being used as pawns in the hands of these political non-entities. The liberal progressives.
Right, thank you. We're going to heartbreak. So talk to Dr. Joseph Oyelayi. His book is The Real Enemy of the African Americans. Buy it on Amazon.com. I am Mr. Black. You are under construction on the Like It Matters Radio Network. helping you become more hopeful about your future, reminding you when you live your life like it matters, it does.
I'm on my third child and also on my third vehicle at Timber Grove Hyundai. I'm Christelle from Mendota Heights. Did my research on high-rated vehicle, good value, and that brought me right to Hyundai. So now I'm on my third and also my third child, which brought up the need to upgrade the vehicle again. So now I'm in a Santa Fe, and Hyundai brings a lot of features to the table for not a lot of money. And considering I'm taking my kids in the vehicle, it's also a really highly rated vehicle as far as safety. So Invergrove Hyundai was able to work out just a great deal. The staff and the salespeople really did close the deal for me because everyone has been just a joy to deal with.
Every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty, 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain and Hyundai Assurance. You deserve a great car buying experience, and that's what you'll get at Invergrove Hyundai. Online at InvergroveHyundai.com.